The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, and by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, proudly selling Liberty Safes, American-made safes for all your valuables, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're gonna pry these guns right out of my hands when they come to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when he signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket to be spared. When the hard-working man gets tired of your crap, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I'll stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's a price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core. You ain't ever had
all right, welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you can join us tonight. We've got a good show for you. And of course, this is your show for self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, proper range etiquette, and of course, training, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, and federal law. And thank you for joining us. If you want to call into the studio tonight, our number here is 251-343-0106. You can call or text to that same number. We would love to hear from you. We are also simulcasting on our Facebook page, and that's Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like and save and follow while you're there. That way you'll be notified each time that we go live in the future, or if we post future videos, which we will continue to do. If you're not aware, this is absolutely our last show here on FM Talk 106.5, and we want to thank everyone here at the studio. We will continue, of course, to have our Facebook page and social media and our website, so you can follow us there as we post content in the futures and even some video. We may be going off the air, but we're not necessarily going away. We want to thank you for listening to us over the last almost 4 years. Can't believe that. We're winding down the radio show. We will still continue to post videos and blog and information, and I hope that we will continue to be a resource for training and concealed carry, information, the law, of course, and your rights. And we definitely want to promote your rights, promote self-defense, and hopefully encourage you to be responsible for your defense and your safety as well as your family members. We're also broadcasting on our YouTube channel, and that's just simply Armed Alabama, as well as Facebook page. So be sure and join us there and hit that bell icon, and that way you'll be notified every time that we post content in the future. Of course, this being our last show, we definitely want to take this opportunity to thank our show sponsors and advertisers. And, of course, our longtime show sponsors and advertisers, Mike Ward's Liberty Safe, which is now currently a premier show sponsor. And we want to definitely want to thank Philip Ward and Miss Sarah. Thank you guys so much. We also want to thank the Martino Law Firm, who has been with us for the last 13 weeks. And, of course, we would not be remiss if we would not thank McCoy Outdoors, because they have actually been a major show sponsor with us here on Armed Alabama since we started.
They were
in
first
March.
Advertisers.
Absolutely. They started with us here in March of 2016. So definitely want to thank our sponsors for supporting the show and supporting the Second Amendment.
Adam, you didn't let me get in my gavel. We got the camera here. And so the show is in session for now.
Right, absolutely.
You know, I never used a gavel in court. I just slam my finger. I thought it was just kind of wimpy. Quiet. No.
But if you notice that little vibration sound, those springs in the microphone holders are going crazy.
I thought they were supposed to stop that from happening.
Did they give you the mallet as a gift when you retired?
Actually, this was when I was county Republican chairman.
Oh, yeah. I've got one of those as well.
I needed it more then. I don't know where my judge gavel is.
Yeah, I got one of those as well, Judge, when I served as Republican chairman.
Got more use then.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very handy, and it was a neat gift.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that was a fun time, too, serving as chairman of
the
party.
You didn't have the monthly meetings, no. And you didn't win by 5 votes. So that was real fun.
Yeah, we did quarterly meetings. So that made it
still not
made
sure
it
that
easier.
That's legal, but, you know, whatever. We've got a special guest with us tonight who was part of putting this show together, and that's Rennie Brabner.
Absolutely.
You've been in the media since, what, 68 or so?
68 or so in radio, television, print. Been around a while. And I want to thank y'all for the last 4.5 years, almost 4 years, rather. It's every Tuesday night we've gotten together, and you've gotten together with our listeners. We enjoyed it, and we hope y'all did, and we hope the listeners did too.
Yeah, I think they seem to. And, you know, we'll try to keep up with everybody. We're not going away. We're just slowing down a bit. And this station is a wonderful resource. You know, radio stations, local stations all over the country are either going out of business or switching just to network format where they're playing the national radio commentators and shows. And y'all are one of the few that still have local broadcasting, which, you know, I think is just so essential because we don't have a newspaper anymore.
Well, thank you for those kind words. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun. And we feel like we need to give some things back to the community.
Yeah. Well, y'all do a good job, especially being FM. You know, you have the lightning strikes in the summer and all of that.
Well, you know, it's basically the only FM talk station in the market.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's been fun.
Yeah, but I was thinking about all the talk hosts, not necessarily with y'all, but there was a guy named Little John way back.
John Little.
Yeah, right. And then we, of course, had Mike Malone, who tragically died too soon, probably about 99, 98.
Something like that. Mike was ill for a very brief time before he passed away. But it's, you know, it's like I've said to many people, there are a lot of old-looking people in this business. There are not very many old people.
You know, I couldn't think of it last time, Charlie, but there was a show in Montgomery that was really good. It was Viewpoint with Don Markwell or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was maybe 7 to 10, and I'd go to Montgomery a lot when I was a lawyer, and so I'd pick it up, you know, at 7:30 mm-hmm. or so, and he was one of the good guys, too, but, you know, about 2000, he retired. So there's just not a lot of them left.
Well,
I have one here, but not that old. But
a lot of them retired, and some of them have gone on to the great beyond.
I love the institutional memory, though, that people like you have, that, you know, Dick Darby, remember him with Channel 10? And
I'm just grateful I'm still here.
Yeah.
I remember Dick well. I used to have to type Dick stories every afternoon. Dick did not touch type, and so he would dictate them to me because I could touch type.
Yeah. Now, you know, that's one of those things, and I saw this in the judge profession, it happened in the legal profession too, that when computers came along, you were kind of expected to answer your email and maybe draft, you know, letters or pleadings. And I didn't mind doing it because a lot of times I work better that way, but it kind of put you – my grandfather used to tell my father, what are you out raking and mowing the yard for? You know, you could make X number of dollars being a lawyer, and you can hire somebody at X minus 4. But, you know, that's what a lot of lawyers and judges have been reduced to, doing kind of clerk's work.
Well, we found out when everything went to computers how many upper management were barely literate.
Yeah.
The old days where the secretary could make anything sound good.
Oh, you know, we had secretaries that, you know, it was just carbon paper, and you'd have to get it with one mistake, do it all again.
Yes, indeed.
And we had some that were excellent, you know, One on your committee, I don't know that I mentioned her name, but you know what I'm talking about, from Satsuma. She was a teacher out there for many years, but she worked in our office for a long time, and she would send us, she did one of those deals where the young ladies generally that were in secretarial school at Satsuma High, I think, they would work in the afternoon, and she'd always send us the best people. And we had some really good people that worked for us.
Rusty, can I interrupt for a second? I want to just say this to our listeners. If you've been a fan of this show for almost 4 years and you'd like to call in, or you've been putting off calling in.
And you can send a tip to Charlie.
Yeah, this is the last time. So light up the phones, 343-0106.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. Coming up on the left, we're going to be catching a glimpse of the Grand Canyon. On the right, you can be able to see the Hoover Dam in just a few minutes. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat at 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Folks, that was a immediate post 9/11, you know, spoof that somebody put out. It's really,
but it is humorous now.
It is. I was just showing Rennie a quote from Cicero, who of course was one of the greatest orators in Rome. No one is so old as to think he cannot live one more year.
And by the way, was Cicero Greek, Italian?
He was a Roman senator. Okay. He was murdered by basically Julius Caesar's thugs, and they actually cut his hands off and nailed him to the Senate door.
So if we got any fans of the other Caesars listening, they can get equal
time. I mean, Caesar was really a bad guy. He destroyed the Roman Republic. You know, I mean, we all like hearing about military, you know, victories and all. But
Taylor, we're looking at a lot of parallels.
Oh yeah. I mean, committed genocide against the Gauls. You know, the king of the Gauls, Adaric, I can't think of his name. Anyway, he was dragged back to Rome, kept a year, and then he was ceremonially strangled in the Colosseum in front of a roaring crowd. And, you know, we always, all of our institutions are kind of built around Rome. I'm not so sure. You know, the Roman eagle, the columns, the architecture, the Senate.
Strangled?
Ceremonially strangled.
Everybody thinks the firing squad is cruel and unusual.
Oh, you know, it's funny about the firing squad. Hermann Göring, the head of the Luftwaffe, he was sentenced to death, of course, and he was sentenced to death by hanging. He demanded the firing squad, he says, hangings for common criminals. I'm the head of the Luftwaffe. Well, no, you're going to get it. He had kept a cyanide pill for months, and he took the cyanide pill that he was rather not dignified.
Rather than have endured.
Yeah, hanging kind of creeps me out.
It doesn't sound like any fun at all.
So if I wind up being found hanged, just consider me like Epstein. I didn't really do it. You know, somebody did it to me. You know, that is so bizarre, you know, that they I understand those corrections officers in that federal jail make over $100,000 a year, and they're sleeping when the man, you know, I don't care if he's dead or alive, but if he was murdered, we need to know it, because I'm sure there's some people that breathed a sigh of relief when they found out he was dead. I understand it. He really had no – everybody said he was a financier. The story is, they think he was just in the extortion racket for years. He'd film people in compromising positions and blackmail them.
And there is some indication that he worked for one of the Western world's intelligence agencies.
Yeah. He kind of inherited that job from somebody he knew that was getting old. I'll pass it to you. I mean, these intelligence agencies have got to be – people don't realize how much liberty we've lost. You know, they were – Frank Church committee, I thought he was a communist. He was exposing a couple of hundred people were illegally wiretapped by Richard Nixon. We have tens of millions of people being wiretapped. And Alexa, everybody has it in their house, is constantly recording everything going on. It's unbelievable.
Not everybody has it.
No,
it's
I'm not about to have anything like that. Yeah. But there are a lot of people that do. And the doorbell camera kind of surprised me. You know, I've got cameras. And I've got two on my front door. But I was thinking, for people that don't want to do all that, a doorbell camera seems a good idea. Little did I know it's feeding all the information back to the manufacturer.
They did put out a fix for that, though, but I haven't fixed mine yet.
For all of you that want to put cameras on, I'm hardwired on the cameras. It's not wireless. It's a lot harder to break into. In fact,
yes.
I don't know how you would break into it. But, you know, it's not, especially if your house is up on, you know, rafters or whatever you call it, where you got a crawl space under it, you can put those wires under there real easy. And, who is that?
My house.
Oh, see, there you go. You can see everything that's going on.
I mean, what other way can you see yourself taking down Christmas decorations?
Yeah, this.
Do we recognize that porch pirate?
Exactly. You know, we've got this kind of drumbeat of war that's going on out there. And obviously, I'm going to distinguish a war like in Iraq from one maybe that started correctly in Afghanistan. We should have nuked those people. We shouldn't be there after 18 years. But here's what James Madison said at the Constitutional Convention, 1787. A standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. The means of defense against foreign danger have always been the instruments of tyranny at home. Among the Romans, it was a standing maxim to excite a war whenever a revolt was apprehended. Throughout all Europe, the armies kept up under the pretext of defending have enslaved the people. And, you know, they knew. First of all, it's cost us the war on terror and the war in the Middle East, several of them, have cost us close to $7 trillion. And considering, you know, I'm getting done by the IRS again right now, that means something.
Was it Everett Dirksen said a billion here to billion there? First thing you know, it's real money.
Right, right. It's really incredible. Adam, I'll let you have that.
Well, you're talking about wars. Of course, if you just now maybe have not heard the news within the last 30 minutes or so, Iraq has been received. Missiles from Iran, so it's been quite interesting. But as Rennie, you and I discussed at the start of the show, or before the show actually, that they just kind of, I think they're just trying to goat Trump. You know, it was just like shots in the dark, basically, and trying to goat Trump into some type of military action.
But Adam, you don't think Trump is going to send over a bunch of airplanes loaded with cash to give to the Ayatollah?
No, absolutely not.
It would be a lot cheaper to send B-52s over Iran and drop $100 bills out on top of them than what we've done. I can tell you that.
By the way, all the stupid
college kids think they're going to be drafted. Look this up today. Infantry training is now 22 weeks. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons we phased out the draft is because it takes so long to train somebody, and that's infantry. That's not tanks, demolition, whatever. You can't train somebody for 6 months or a year and have them only stay there for 3 years.
That's right.
So, you know, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think I saw that on Drudge Report. Folks are the college guys are checking the law about the draft.
Part of their registration material included registering for the draft if they hadn't done it when 18 you're supposed to do that?
Yeah. 18.
And
that's right.
All of a sudden, they think they're about to get drafted.
Yeah. It's, you know, interesting in the wild and turbulent late 60s, My father was on the Selective Service Appeals Board here in, the first congressional district, as his father was, which is kind of bizarre. And they would hear, you know, when people would apply for deferments or conscientious objections, hear those appeals. And that was, I was 13, 14. That was a weird time, you know, to have that kind of stuff going on. But, we should have just nuked Ho Chi Minh and gotten it over with instead of the Lyndon Johnson approach. He thought he could, give them the Johnson treatment, talking people into anything.
I've got one better for you than that. If we'd have just teamed up with Chiang Kai-shek, there would have never been.
Couldn't do that.
There would never be any of China to worry about supporting Vietnam or any of that. So that goes back to Harry Truman.
Yep.
So, decisions or no decisions have consequences.
You know, Adam, Harry Truman is regarded as kind of a folk hero. Give him hell, Harry. You know, he left office with the lowest approval ratings of any president in history. And, you know, I'm not saying he was an awful person, but, you know, he was kind of stubborn as a mule. He'd get something in his head that maybe wasn't correct, and he just, wouldn't listen to anybody. But he was certainly wrong. He was fed all this information. Yeah, everybody in China is corrupt, I think. You know, and I'd like to have somebody honest in China. But the communists have killed in China more people than the Nazis and the Russians combined. We got a break here, folks. Remember to give us a call here at FM Talk 106.5.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
We'll find you. And I will kill you.
Well, that got short-changed.
Liam Neeson.
Can we hear the whole
thing? We're up to number three on that, aren't we?
I don't know, but let's hear the whole thing.
Is it three or four? I don't remember how many movies there is now.
Last one was pretty good.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Good luck.
Well, I would hate to be on the receiving end of that phone call.
He's such a strange actor. He's like just appeared on the scene at 50 years of age. You know, he was weird.
He's not particularly charismatic.
No,
I don't think.
It's like he was just on the scene.
Yeah.
And you kind of wonder.
Have a good agent.
Yeah, kind of what was going on.
He actually was in several movies. I think probably one of his most famous movies that he was in, as a leading actor, was Rob Roy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, he was in Next of Kin with Patrick Swayze. He played Swayze's crazy brother from the.
Yeah, he's somebody that.
Hillbilly. He played a hillbilly brother.
Michael Moore, you know. By the way, there's a great documentary on Amazon, I can't think of the name, but of a classmate of Michael Moore in high school who did an expose on him, what a fraud he is, liar, how he abuses his employee. I mean, it's great. I can't think of the name of it, but find it. It's worth seeing.
Fellas, I wanted to drop in something. For those of you who have just tuned into the show, you are hearing the last edition of Armed Alabama. And if you've been with us on the radio and on the telephones for these nearly 4 years, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you one last time.
We may rise again, though. Let me mention, too, go to our YouTube channel.
343-0106.
I've got a video with the oral arguments of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus City of New York before the Supreme Court last month. This is, you know, New York has this law. You can't even take your gun out of your home.
Right.
And it's a good, just put it up today, so it'd be worth your while to kind of take a look at that. It's pretty interesting. But You want it? We have got
some callers here. Kathy is calling from Mobile. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Armed Alabama. Thank you for calling.
And thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment. I did want to thank all of you for your years of service to our country. I also wanted to thank you for the years of information to the community. I think it is a great loss to not have you on the air anymore. You give some really great information as far as the gun laws and gun rights, which I do support, and also I love the history facts. It's always good to know where we came from and, try to keep that right as
what
a tip.
What a kind remark.
Kathy, so many people
keep watching Facebook and YouTube, because we may rest for a month or so and start a weekly or monthly show there.
Okay.
So, we're not throwing in the towel. We're just kind of a little worn out, and That is just so wonderful.
Very
thank
kind
you.
Words.
Thank you, for
thank
that.
You so
but
much, Kathy, for
we're
listening.
We're not knocked out of the ring. We're just going to have a take
yes,
a breather.
Sir,
thank you so much.
And here's one of my favorite callers, the Mad Trucker.
Oh, yeah. We worried about
hey,
him.
Hey, J.D.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Fine. How about you?
Fine. Not mad tonight. Not good. Yet, anyway.
And I want to remind everybody, we've
nice
got four
young.
Years of archives at SoundCloud. The links are everywhere. And I'm still listening to Art Bell archives from 1998.
Somewhere in time.
Yeah. So, if your memory's not that good, especially, you can keep listening to us forever.
Yeah. What you got for us, LD?
Well, anyway, gentlemen, I just wanted, before I'll probably lose you rolling down this highway, I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed the show. I don't think I missed more than three or four of them at most.
Well,
and
thank you.
One of the best things about your show was, like that lady said, the Civil War history was fascinating. You had me going out and buy. You had a guy that talked at Blakely Forest. I went out
yep.
and bought his book and
yeah, Paul,
thoroughly
yeah.
enjoyed it.
Right. Yeah, it's a good book. And I actually have a quote. Lincoln. Lincoln was probably the most tyrannical president in history. And I've got a nice quote that General McClellan sent him a letter. And, it goes into everything we've talked about. This war is getting out of hand. You've got your troops are stealing civilian property. You're abusing civilians in the South. That ain't what this is about. And that's, Lincoln said it. It's probably time for you to go.
Well, one more thing, if you don't mind me asking you.
Yeah.
My father-in-law just recently passed away, and he gave his daughter, my wife, a handgun.
Yeah.
Does she need to do anything with that legally? I mean, could you just
go out and practice?
And that's it.
Go out and clean it and practice. No, she doesn't. She doesn't need to, register it anywhere. Just it's hers.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
That's the under the law now. If Elizabeth Warren wins, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think it'll stay that way.
Enjoyed your show, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Appreciate you calling in. Next caller, we got quite a few of them tonight,
Gulfport.
Judge.
This is for Gulfport.
Glenn's calling in from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Wonder who that could be.
Thank you, Glenn, for calling in.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
All right. Hey, I just want to call in real quick and just say thank you for all the times that you had me on the show. I had a great time with you guys. I think the best show, my favorite show was the conspiracy theory show
yeah.
we did together. And
at a minimum, we got to do that every year. I got a studio
a lot
set
of
up
fun.
In my house, basically. so we're ready to go. I agree with you. That's a fun show. And the next day I think of more conspiracies
right.
that we didn't get into.
Right.
Waco,
yeah,
we didn't get Ruby Ridge.
And what about the drones over eastern Colorado?
Right yeah. I love that. At yeah. first, law enforcement says... It is a
Colorado?
Yeah, the ones that are patrolling northern Colorado,
flying in formation, western Nebraska and eastern Colorado.
And nobody has no idea where they're from,
yeah.
what company came from. Not even the FAA knows what's going on.
Or
but we've been conditioned.
Or at least not saying.
We've been conditioned to accept that. I heard the police or whoever last week. It's illegal to shoot at one. It's also illegal for them to fly at night over your property.
Right.
That's
right,
one
exactly.
of those things to seek forgiveness instead of asking permission. If it flies over my property, I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah. My dog could be running around in the yard with no clothes on.
Well, yeah, it's probably the red Chinese. Who knows? But, Glenn, we appreciate all the help you've given us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we'll keep up. And like I said, we're going to do some specials, and we may settle into something a little more regular. But we'll let you know.
Sounds good, guys.
Yeah,
if
you're just tuning into the show or tune in recently, Glenn Ramos has been on the show with us numerous times and have brought great content to the show. And we definitely appreciate you joining us, buddy. And look forward to what we may be able to do in the future.
Absolutely. Amen and amen.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Take care, Glenn.
All right. Let's go to Huntsville and talk to Mark.
Huntsville.
Hey, Mark.
Home of Werner, well, a residency of Werner von Braun at one time.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I've called in before. Just wanted to thank you guys for putting on this show. Sorry to hear you're leaving. You guys have helped me understand what the laws are, and just wanted to call in and say thank you.
And like I said, keep watching Facebook and YouTube, because we'll keep posting there, and occasionally, you know, we may even settle into some kind of broadcast, but we'll certainly keep posting. I've got some good stuff the other day on who are prohibited people. You know, this is, you know, a lot of people. And, you know, I think it ought to be the state's responsibility to decide whether marijuana is legal or not the federal government's. But, you know, what the states are doing, I know in Illinois, you have to show your identification, which they feed into a database and give to the feds. You're automatically in violation of federal law then. It is, talk about Big Brother, it is incredible.
Thank you for listening, Mark. I know you've called in several times. You've always got a good comment, and appreciate you listening to us, especially all the way up in Huntsville.
Oh yeah, great part of the state. Thank you again, but keep up with
us. We're really busy up here with all the events going on around the world, so we're putting in a lot of hours.
Yeah, well, keep it strong.
Well, you're the right man for the job.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling in.
Adam, here's what General McClellan wrote to Lincoln. This rebellion has assumed the character of war. As such, it should be regarded, and it should be conducted upon the highest principles known to Christian civilization. It should not be a war looking to the subjugation of any people of any state in any event. It should not be a war upon a population, but against armed forces and political organizations. You know, that was one of the early war, total war. And total war, we know it doesn't work. The Nazis were producing more tanks in 1945 than they were in 1941. We were bombing the heck out of them. It just infuriates. It hardens a population. Besides it being unchristian, as he would say, you don't bomb innocent people that aren't taking part in hostilities. But that rule seems to have gone out the window.
Judge, the recent callers we had made comment to how they each of them have learned more about firearms and their rights, and it felt like they've been more educated. And you and I, that was one of the reasons for the show when we first started talking about this, was to educate people on law and their rights, or encourage people to learn how to shoot and learn how to defend themselves and their family.
Right, because you're responsible.
Absolutely.
The police are not. You're responsible for your own defense. Police have no obligation to do anything.
And other thing, you know, we definitely try to motivate people to be more politically active, especially regarding the Second Amendment. And, of course, vote. Not only yourself vote, but encourage your friends and family to vote.
For instance, what's happening in Virginia is a grassroots effort.
Yep.
Now, people, we don't need that here. We have a part of our state constitution. The legislature can infringe upon our rights, but Virginia doesn't have that. So, but folks, remember, last show tonight, if you want to give us a call, shout out, give us a call at 251-343-0106 here at FM Talk 106.5. And remember to keep up with us on Facebook, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5, and on YouTube, Armed Alabama. And we'll be back after these messages from our faithful sponsors who have been with us throughout this 3.5 years. We love them, and you need to go by and see McCoy's, Ward's, some of the other ones. I don't need to fight.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Survival kit contents check. In them you'll find 145 caliber automatic, two boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, one drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, 1 miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible, $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactics, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings.
And shoot, a fella could have a pretty good time in Vegas with all that stuff.
I was hoping we were going to hear the postscript to that liner.
Yeah. Slim Whitman. Very, very great.
Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, Dr. Strangelove. We'll have a little more Dr. Strangelove. Adam, before I forget, because I wanted this to be the last words, but we'll do it now because I'll forget. Southern patriot Edmund Ruffin, right before he committed suicide after Lee surrendered, this was June of 1865, he wrote, "And now with my latest writing and utterance, and with what will be near to my latest breath, I here repeat and would willingly proclaim my unmitigated hatred to Yankee rule, to all political, social, and business connection with Yankees, and to the perfidious, malignant, and vile Yankee race."
I don't think I've heard it put like that.
He put it where it was. He did not like Yankees. He wasn't high on Yankees.
And, fellas, I was wondering if I could maybe have about a minute.
Charlie
since
Moss.
This is the last segment of the last show of Armed Alabama. And you were talking
about Charlie's been an institution in Mobile area also.
Oh, yeah,
or
absolutely.
Been in an institution. but you were talking with Randy Brabner at the beginning of the show about a little radio history, and I wanted to share a little bit of it, too. And I will get to the point, but in prior to 1980 in Mobile, there were 3 radio stations that dominated the market. WABB.
They all had news departments, too.
Oh, there were 6 stations that had news departments.
That is how I unfortunately met Ron Reams.
and it stuck. And WUNI played the country music, and WKRG played what we called middle-of-the-road music.
Yep.
In 1980, I had the honor and privilege when Kenneth Giddens still owned WKRG AM and FM, to become his program director for the 710 AM station. And I was able, they gave me the free rein to gradually, over about a year's time, transition that radio station from middle-of-the-road music like Frank Sinatra and, you know, and Peggy Lee and all that kind of stuff to 100% news talk. Larry King's show was on overnight from Mutual. We brought in the first satellite radio show to Mobile, beat everybody in the market. And never in my wildest imagination would I realized that by going 100% talk with news and no music except bumper music, that it would lead to the quality of the talk shows that we have today.
Which y'all are unusual because
on this station, and we're unusual because it's on FM.
But y'all
that's a
concentrate
big advantage
on local stuff.
Well, and that's
which
the
is
advantage
important.
Of having a good coverage area.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you guys, it's been an honor and a privilege being part of the show, and wish you guys good luck.
Oh, listen,
well, I appreciate that.
We were both kind of worn out about a year ago.
Yeah.
But we, just because we love all you folks here, we just couldn't give it up. You know,
it's hard.
Highlight
it's,
of the week.
It,
it really
is. Because I couldn't tell you how many times I've come in here and done the radio show and be so tired from the day's events and work and everything.
There were times you came straight from work.
And it's just
I usually never went to sleep. Of course, I have not.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
You know, I would never go to sleep after the
show. No, because I would get so wound up
with
the show, the adrenaline and everything else like that. I'm still awake at midnight, you know, rolling everything over my head from the show. And then, of course, knowing I got to get up at work 5 o'clock the next day to go to work, and I'm like, oh Lord.
Well,
so,
and I
it's fun, but you know, it can be taxing.
You guys have had an impact beyond your imagination. I think, in my own particular case, I've with your guidance, I've added a few firearms to my house,
right.
Handguns, and done a few things to harden my home so it's a little safer.
Just so
there.
You're safer and you're responsible.
Yep.
And I've learned a lot about my responsibilities as a firearm owner. And my wife and I have pistol permits. Before this show, I never even thought of doing it.
Well, you know, before we kind of, I've been in a long time, but, you know, I kind of thought, people a little fringe there. But you're taking responsibility for your own safety.
It is.
And that takes a burden off of the government that shouldn't be doing
sure.
it anyway.
And when you
but
take
I have
that,
to say, when you start that, it's a little scary.
It is. There's no question about it.
And that's why it's important to get trained.
It's like wearing a leisure suit or something out for the first time. It takes getting used to carry a gun all the time.
Yeah, and you have to take that responsibility. And that's one thing you mentioned earlier, Judge, with Virginia. That's part of the issue that they have. They got voter action. Apathy. They didn't go and vote. They didn't vote for the Second Amendment. And they didn't stay vigilant in it. Now the situation is they're in a very real pickle.
Yep.
So it's going to be something that we're going to have to continue to watch what happens in Virginia.
Yes,
but I want to tax on to what Charlie said, and Charlie's always provided tidbits of information. And, of course, Phil there behind the phones when you call in, you're talking to Phil. And he's really helped us out tremendously staging the phone calls and typing in whatever the caller wants to say or what question they may ask. So we appreciate Phil. Appreciate you, Charlie.
And Adam, definitely I'll post a link to Matt Canovey's show, if you're starving for a gun talk.
And
Tom Gresham show.
Yeah, and Matt Canovey was a big influence on you and I to do the show.
Are you still on with him on Saturdays?
I'm not. I'm afraid that's why he may be calling, but maybe I could get it.
But Charlie always had some information to share, some tidbit, some helpful advice, and never would I have thought that I would be doing a radio show.
Right.
I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Of course, this being my extreme honor, Judge, to be here with you every Tuesday night.
You've been a good friend for 12 years.
And I learned so much from you, not only from this radio show, but like you say, being friends for 12 years completely changed my perspective.
Well, same here, with you. I think it's just a part of growing older together. We are a little older.
Yeah, I'm getting older, that's for sure.
Hey, can I offer you guys a post-show suggestion?
Yes.
Besides doing Facebook, come up with a way where, even if you have to do it in increments, that you all provide some training classes again.
Yeah, we need to do that.
We need to get Adam's
do a half of it
grown
now
up.
And a half.
I mean, it really is amazing when your kids, especially when they get out, if they go to college and they get out of college, I don't know where all the extra money's gone.
Yeah.
But it does take a load off. You never stop worrying about them, but it's still – It does free up some time.
Definitely want to thank Miss Barbara. She's always behind the camera there. And when you're watching us on YouTube,
we don't pay our union wages.
I know it. If you see us on YouTube, it's because Miss Barbara Johnson had made it happen. So we appreciate that and appreciate you, Miss Barbara.
And like I said, keep watching YouTube and Facebook because we're not going away. We're just
taking a rest. Absolutely. We're still going to be commenting.
And Charlie, we love you. We thank you. And we've got a special song kind of to go out that'll kind of explain all that, and we're going to keep our YouTube channel going, and our Facebook and our website going. So we'll just be off the air for a while. Who knows? We may be back.
It's been an honor, Your Honor.
Heck yeah! Court's out of session.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long.